Okay, waiting for just a couple people to settle in here. Sarah Parisi said she would come in 15 minutes later, as it's the only possibility to come in. I think with the change of the kids going back to school, I want to give her an like opportunities to be able to join the calls. But I think otherwise, this is our team for today. Okay. Okay, you're back in. Before we join in, like jump in into the skills I wanted to practice for today, there's a few logistics / celebrations to do. And I would invite you, Amber, to introduce yourself. And so you can be welcomed in the village. Some of you have met Amber in the ETB lab and evolutionary lab in Portugal. And for some of you, Amber is a new face here in our village. So go ahead.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Amber.
Honored to be here with you and looking forward to get to know who you are. I live in Switzerland. In a total transition of my life from believing in magic to becoming magic. I think maybe that's what I can say for now. I think all the rest will come later, if this is enough for you.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other celebration or sharings right now?
It's more of a logistics. I need to go half an hour before. There was a technical issues. Some of the fix it, basically. So I need to take about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Okay. Yes, and I have also logistics. I will leave at latest 5:45 because my course is starting as every Tuesday evening with my students.
Thank you for bringing that up, Judith, because I have a rage club starting tonight. So this call will end at 5:45 and in any case, because the rage club started at 6.
Right.
Great. And Anna, to your question, yes. And so my proposal is we'll be doing an exercise. So jump in first in the exercise when you don't have Gwendolyn, and then so you can be more present. Andreas.
I also have to leave a little earlier at 5:30 for another coaching, which didn't fit in differently.
But we have busy people here. Yeah. We better get into it. Great. Anything else? Okay, then. Okay. Today, I wanted to practice something that I mentioned in a call a couple weeks ago. And it has to do with the skills to hold a space of transformation. I would say we will practice this as a single coaching, like one-on-one with a coach. And it is also, it is true, those skills to be used also in a group when you hold space for a whole group. And those are the skills of both the being-to-being connection necessary to do this work of transformation. And to, because this work is about actually liberating the being that the layers of the gremlin and old decisions and thought where struct and on and on and on. So the purpose, like the what would feed this work is actually this being to being connection that can, how can there be more love in this interaction, but also in our clients, in our participants' life, in our participants' relationship. This is sort of where the people come from. And then there's a second tool, which is the sword and the sword of clarity. So it's the sword of clarity is one of the tools of on your tool belt, the 13 tools on your tool belt. It's an energetic sword that if you have practiced sword work, you can also have this. So if you haven't done any sword work, I would recommend you to find a place, an Aikido or lab or training. I know Michael Hollinger delivers probably great spaces because he's an Aikido teacher, and I've been with him in sword work in labs, and it's an extraordinary space that he holds. Gabriela Clara is coming in. I'm going to give her a chance. So we'll be practicing both this, the being to being connection and the love happening and the sword of clarity, which is about distinction. It is mostly the job of a trainer in the action part is distinguishing. This is this and this is that as an experience in five body. So the sword of clarity is not an intellectual clarity. It is a five body clarity. And it's always a choice. It is always a choice. And that is the moment where the trainer does not take responsibility and the karma of choosing other people's life. So we're not in the business of convincing people, converting people, or choosing for them what is best for them. What the most powerful way to work is to first is to say, you know, if you let your box in your driving seat of your life, you'll have these consequences. And if you put your archetypal lineage in the driving seat of your life, these will be the consequences. And how can you do that? The thing is, sometimes, and you might have experienced it either as delivering that level of clarity or experiencing it for yourself with another trainer or have seen it in a space. Sometimes the level of the sword is almost on the line of it's not really convincing. It's like the assholeness that sometimes it needs a level of commitment to the being that is so stuck inside of the box or the gremlin to say, I will not have a conversation with your gremlin, and this is not a choice right now. If you want to have a gremlin conversation, I'm out. And so what I've noticed in myself and also my own development and being in spaces of trainers is some people have an amazing being to being connection and love happening, which, and so people can fall into that chocolate space, that love space, and are missing the clarity, the strongness, the conscious asshole of the sword to actually create transformation. And then some trainers I've practiced so much their anger and their clarity and are missing the being to being connection and the distinction, like then the sword can also be hijacked by the gremlin or by the fanaticism of possibility management. Mm-hmm. So you need both, and it's a balance, and it's not 50-50, it's 100% of both. It's 100% of both. And in the navigation of both those skills is, I think, moment to moment, like now to now, and you can practice elegance with it. And this is what will be the elegance and the experience of only using the heart and only using the sword. So we'll be doing this in groups of three, Let me see how we're doing here. One, two, three, four. Okay. Gabriela Clara, will you be participating? What's going on?
I changed my plans to participate. I'm on the car and it's safe. So as long as I can sit, I can participate. I want to participate.
Great. Then you'll be in. And let's see how we do this. We might have one, two, three, four. So there'll be a group of four. I'll be in the group of four. Okay, so I'll split you up in groups. And basically, you will spend the whole time for about probably 45 minutes in your group. And I'll just send you messages. But in a way, you'll have to hold space for your own group during this. And the way it works is one person will start being the possibilitator, the trainer. And the other person, you are yourself. Okay, you are the client as yourself, and then there's a coach. The client, your question, which is the same question every time, will be something, you can change it if you want, but it will be something about what are my next step as on my trainer path? Or what am I ready for that I'm not doing yet? Okay. Or if you have really a question that is up for you right now, just ask that. But otherwise, you can use one of those questions. And the possibilitator, the trainer, your job for the first 5 minutes is you will hold space for a single coaching, the start of a single coaching, only with heart to heart, only with love and space holding. You'll fill the space with this being to being connection.
Did you say 5 minutes?
About five minutes. Yeah. And just experience how it is. What are the words that you're saying? What are the space that you're holding? What are you noticing? The coach is, your job is to keep people in their heart. Okay. Mm-hmm. Distinction using this sort of clarity, you say beep, this is, you're using the sword. So this one is only heart. Then you, I'll come to a pause. The next, let's see. And then you change roles. You do this constellation, you do this, the heart-to-heart practice in all three roles for about 5 minutes, okay? Is that clear? That you do all three, great. Then you change, you go back to the first person and you only use the sword. You only use sword and you cut, you stop this being to being connection and you only use your sword of clarity. Okay, for some of you, it will feel really weird. And practice it. Okay, this is a space of practice and training. Great. And then again, you do it in all three position and then we'll come back into the main room to have a sharing space. And then we'll go back. There's two more steps for this. But I want to do the first two steps and then we come back here. Okay. Hello. Sarah. Hi. We'll be, I'm going to do the breakout rooms right now.
Yes.
And just jump in and be the client first. Okay.
Okay.
Be the client first. Your question is, what am I ready for that I'm not doing right now? Or what is my next step as on my train of path? Like, what do you have for me, basically?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, great. So, Catherine and Anna, can you stay in the main room?
Yes.
Thank you. Here we go. I'm opening the rooms. Okay, who would like to start being the possibilitator? The coach, for the client. I'll be the coach.
Looking for what you're ready for that you're not doing. And you want me to tell you, or you know yourself in your heart?
I want you to tell me.
So, beep, Catherine. I would, do you have your center grounding cord bubble?
What is the color? I guess I lost it.
Okay. What is the color of your grounding cord?
It's yellow.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Did you make your workspace with Anna?
No.
Okay. So declare your working golden cube of workspace and call in your bright principles or your heart principle. To be in connection, this golden connection from your being to Anna's being. Great. Anna, would you ask the question again?
What am I not doing that I could be doing right now?
You are not taking yourself, seeing yourself as big as you are and as potent, as powerful, as doing great things possible as you are.
Go.
You are... You're hiding, and you are in your child ego state.
So beep, that would be a distinction.
Okay.
And there's a this you're trying to make a space of love, and you coming to Anna saying you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a being to be in connection, and you would see her being, that you'd say you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be this space of love and connection and like yumminess. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a chocolate space and you're making it a desert space. Okay, so shift go. Just connect again, feel this being to be in connection, and that is the source of your space holding.
Anna, you are a nourishing place. You are a place that is nourishing other people and not only people. And you are somebody who draws people to herself. And you think you are lonely and there are all these people around you. And you are a love place. You are this nourishing or nurturing, yeah?
I want to pause you, Catherine. Anna, do you have any coaching for Catherine about how to create a space where you would feel so unconditionally loved by her? What would be your coaching?
For me, the desert worked better than the other thing, because I felt like you are nourishing. I feel pressure of I don't feel it, and then I should be it maybe, or I should nourish other people. what for me really worked was the second try you did.
Which was?
And I don't really remember what you said. But for me, it makes it somehow the slowness, and it makes it so mysteriously telling me I'm nourishing, is so, it's a bit like a cloud and it's kind of like whoo whoo. And what for me better is to just like, I don't know, be more precise and more really with me as a person and not with the adjective thing. Or
I'm hearing, Anna, is also that you're more used to the sword, that this the box likes the sword and the clarity, and to be in a space of total love, there's a part of you that just you cannot be there yet.
Yes, and my box is also the I'm not okay box, and then someone telling me this is like, this world is not matching.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool, thank you. I'd like to be the client next. Anna, would you be?
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Okay, shall I keep the time and look after the time?
I'm on the time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm the coach.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Anna, what are my next step on my trainer path? What am I not doing yet that I could be taking my next steps?
Celebrate.